3. Battling Demons, Core Abbey, Isle of Wight, England. My fiancé is driving me to a nunnery. The words drummed steadily in my mind like a mantra as I tried to make sense of the reality, the ludicrous reality of the moment. I turned my face toward the passenger window and quietly shook my head. Why does my life have to be this weird? Colin's car clipped along the A36, or was it the M2, through the Somerset countryside, or were we in Wiltshire now, toward Southampton and to the ferry that would take us to the Isle of Wight. My mind was swirling with enough what-ifs, whys, and what-was-I-thinking admonishments to trigger a breakdown. Perhaps that was where I was headed, toward a breakdown. I invoked some calming strategies, deep, slow breaths, imagining a blackboard eraser wiping clean the clutter in my brain, even commanding myself to relax. Relax! But nothing worked for long. I tried to distract myself by turning my attention to the English countryside that was whizzing past the car window. Look at how green everything is, like spring. The leaves on the holly and azalea bushes are so glossy you can practically see your reflection in them. You'd never get a January like this in Canada. But as soon as I locked onto the lichen-covered tree limbs, vines, and tree trunks, my thoughts disassembled into word association. They look like they've been wrapped in a mossy veil of chiffon. Veil. Gown. Wedding. Gulp. The distraction therapy tactics came to a screeching halt, and the mantra resumed. My fiancé is driving me to a nunnery. I alternated between weepiness and excitement. I couldn't decide whether I was doing the right thing or the wrong thing. A babble of voices in my head jeered in unison. Why are you doing this? Are you mad? Each time that happened, the voice within would calmly intervene. Have faith. There's a reason for this. Keep going. I was beginning to wish I had never paid attention to those voices.